As Congress reconvenes, some members from both parties are expected to renew demands for expanding the U.S. armed forces. Supporters of the idea say troop rotations in Iraq and Afghanistan make it necessary. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there are ways to ease the burden on troops without permanently expanding the force. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Critics of the Bush administration's handling of the war on terrorism are plentiful, but public shots from within the military establishment are rare. So Jeffrey Record, a professor at the U.S. Army War College, raised eyebrows when he recently published a harsh critique of the U.S. anti-terror campaign, which he says is so broad and ill-defined that it's lost its strategic and moral clarity. The Iraq invasion was an unnecessary war of choice, Professor Record argues, which distracted from the war on al-Qaeda and put undue strain on the U.S. military.
We need to take a look at our ground forces, which are being badly stretched, and whether the answer to that is we don't need a larger army or whether we need one five times the size. I have no idea, but I think it ought to be addressed, and it ought to be addressed without prejudice.
After years of largely symbolic and fruitless debate, a serious move to boost the size of the U.S. military is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill.
That idea is catching on, I think, quite well. So I think you will see some significant attention to it on both sides of the aisle, a substantial increase, particularly in the Army.
Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton is the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. He's co-sponsor of a bill to increase troop strength by 8% over the next 5 years, which would mean about 40,000 more Army soldiers or two divisions. While military retention rates have not dropped much so far, Skelton says he expects the long, harsh deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan to take a heavy toll on the reenlistment of experienced citizen soldiers.
And you're stretching these young folks right now, particularly the National Guard Reserve, and a lot of them, I'm afraid, are going to leave. Talking with some folks back in Missouri, some wives whose National Guard husbands are over in Iraq, they pointedly told me he's getting out.
The Pentagon has already tapped war emergency powers to temporarily operate with 36,000 more soldiers than they'd planned for in their previous budget. That short-term fix was done with carrots and sticks, reenlistment bonuses of up to $10,000, and a series of stop-loss orders that bar servicemen and women from leaving or retiring. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld argues that a lasting rise in troop strength is strategically and fiscally unwise.
A permanent increase in end strength would require cuts elsewhere in the defense budget, crowding out funding for various types of transformational capabilities that can allow us to do more with the forces that we currently have.
Rumsfeld believes the burden on the 1.4 million active duty service members is only temporary. It takes time and money to recruit, train, equip, and integrate new troops, and Rumsfeld argues that technological advances and improved joint service operations, not troop size, are key to enhancing military effectiveness.
Today, the department has several dozen initiatives underway to relieve stress on the force and to increase its capability. We're investing in new information age technologies, precision weapons, unmanned air and sea vehicles, and other less manpower-intensive platforms and technologies.
It's great to have everybody sitting around the Pentagon being visionaries, but it seems that important questions about how the Army is going to meet its present commitments in the near future just aren't being addressed.
Thomas Houlihan directs the Military Assessment Program at James Madison University. In the 1990s, Congress cut the Army down from 18 to 10 divisions, only to see sustained operations in Bosnia, Kosovo, and now Afghanistan and Iraq. Houlihan says the Pentagon isn't moving fast enough to make good on pledges to do more with less by transforming the military into a more flexible, agile force.
You hear all this stuff about transformation, and at the end of the day, what do you see in the units in Iraq? You see heavy divisions being used to patrol cities. Well, why isn't serious thought being given to designing, since we're probably going to be doing more of that in the future, units that specialize in work in cities and are designed for it?
The Army is moving to change its balance of forces to rely less on reserve units for vital logistics and combat support, but that restructuring plan is still in the works. And with more than half of the active duty Army now deployed and most of the rest retraining or recovering from combat, some wonder whether the U.S. could adequately handle any new military crisis that might arise. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.